what are you doing? Mm-hmm. This doesn't make sense. Then I could stop at the end of that sentence and say, this doesn't make sense. Or I could say, you are the God that I know. You have shown yourself to me my whole life. I'm going to press in. What do I know about you and how can I apply that to this situation? And I can't do that, guys, if I haven't been equipped to do that. I'm going to be stuck right there at the end of that sentence. This doesn't make sense. If I can't see how it does make sense, that's on me. That's not on him. He gave me what I need to see the sense in it. It's just up to me to go in there and press in. Hi, this is Holly and welcome to Study with Friends. Today we're studying the theme of prophecy in the Old Testament. It helps us understand how the entire Old Testament points to Jesus Christ. It points to our need for salvation, or in some way it shows us the character of God as our Father. This is part 5 in a series that we're doing on the Old Testament themes just to help us understand the global picture. The other themes that we've studied in this series are covenant, kingship, grace, and sacrifice, and you can listen to any of those on our website, studywithfriends.org, although it's not critical that you've listened to those before you listen to this today. These all stand on their own, so don't worry too much if you haven't heard them, but if you're interested, and we hope that you are, you can go look at those on our website. You'll also see profiles of all of our friends around the table today. We all have profiles online, so you can learn a little bit more about us if you'd like. Today's Old Testament theme is prophecy. Let's get started. This is still in sacrifice. Shay, did we do yours yet? I don't think we did. Can we do that now?
Mine was 1 Samuel 15:22. But Samuel replied, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams." I didn't write any notes because that was it for me. That was very convicting. It doesn't matter what deals I want to make with God. He wants my obedience, whether I like it or not.
Mm-hmm. Can you speak a little bit to what that would have looked like in the Old Testament context? How kind of, would that have been something that people were like, oh yeah, that makes sense to me? Or would they have been like, what?
No, because 99% of what Samuel told these people, they were like, what?
Yeah.
No.
That doesn't fit with what we think we know about God.
We are not going to do that. Mm-hmm. Well, especially because in this context, in the time of Samuel, we're talking about people who didn't believe in one God. We believe in all these different gods who have jurisdiction over these different spaces and places. Like heaven is ruled by this, and earth is ruled by this, and the harvest is ruled by this. So you can't have one God that does all these things. So they're already tripped up in that.
Well, the culture would be.
Yeah.
But Samuel was talking to the Israelites.
True.
So what do you think the Israelites thought about what he was saying? Because these are people who have been sacrificing for a long time. That's part of their worship.
Maybe it was a bit sacrilegious for them to be told, I don't want your sacrifice.
Maybe it was surprising.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean? We've been doing this thing.
Yeah,
all
let's think about it in the context of the Pharisees or in the Revelation church that's lukewarm. So let's put it in that context, because that's true through all the generations, right? There's always going to be a group of people who do the thing just for the sake of doing the thing.
Sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so what I think Samuel might be saying to those people, and even to us right now, what God is saying is, where's your heart?
Yes.
You said that, Shay.
Yes.
That's right. And the truth is, I just wanted to lift out a little bit that they were still called to do the sacrifice.
Right.
But where's your heart?
Negating that. But are you doing it obediently? What? Is it out of your devotion to God, or is it, I just have to do this because this is what the rule is?
I got to tell you that I think, pridefully, if you looked at my life from the outside, I would look like I was doing all the things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. All the Christian things. But there are things in my life, less than maybe a year ago, less than 5 years ago, less than 10 years ago, but still things in my life that I am not surrendering. This is I did a devotional on this and I called it the difference between submission and surrender. Mm-hmm. We talk a lot about submission, and submission is a behavior. When you think about it, I submit, I will do the thing you're telling me to do.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, what it says in your verse, Shay, is to obey is better than sacrifice. And to me, it's the same message, which is where's your heart?
Yes.
You can do all those things all day long, Holly.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your heart? Are you surrendering yourself completely to me, or are you holding on to things that you're like, you can have all of my outward stuff, God, but I'm holding on to this?
Yeah.
I mean, of course it matters what I'm doing on the outside. Of course he wants me to do good, godly things on the outside, but what he really cares about is my heart.
Right.
So thank you for bringing that one, Shay. Mm-hmm. So good. So again, you guys, we could spend all, we could do a study on every single one of these. You could do a whole like 6 week study on every single one of these.
You could be in your basement for days.
It's okay. I have water. We could survive. Yeah. Let's do it. I have a case of water in the crawl space.
This really does change the way that I'll look at the Old Testament. I'll look for different things now when I read the Old Testament.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to put it on one piece of paper.
Yeah.
Fold it up. If you have a highlighter, just highlight that word, that sentence that I said at the top of this reading plan, which says, meditate on how each passage informs our understanding of Jesus as Lord, salvation, and God as our Father.
Yeah.
You could spend years on that. Yeah. Years.
Yeah.
And the great thing, and the reason that I wanted to put it on one piece of paper is it reminds us all, it's not that complicated.
Right.
You do not need an exhaustive concordance to spend years in the Old Testament understanding who God is. All you need is a simple boiled down formula. Where is Jesus? Where is my need for salvation? Where's the character of God in this passage? Mm. It's just that simple. It doesn't have to be. God's not hiding from us. He's not complicating himself.
Yes.
Yep. He knows us. He knows that we need him to keep it simple. But we do complicate it because we want to get like, I don't know why we complicate it. Right. We just are weird. Humans are
weird. We're ridiculous.
And we want to make, I don't know. We want, but it's probably pride if I had to boil it down. We want to feel like, oh, I can understand it, but maybe not everybody could. So let me make it super complicated so you can feel like you don't understand it without my help.
Yeah.
I'm so not about that. I'm about like, let me equip you. Go get it for yourself. Because it's partly because I'm acutely aware of my own flaws. So I'd rather you not lean on me because I know I'm not worthy of being leaned on. It just doesn't have to be complicated. Okay, so we did yours. We did Jan's, which was Isaiah and Abraham and Isaac.
Yes.
Shay's was to obey is better than sacrifice. Again, you guys, we could totally, maybe we should do a whole study on that.
Sure.
And mine was about Noah coming out of the ark and giving a sacrifice and God making a promise. So that's sacrifice. And now let's move into prophecy. Obviously, I had to really pick and choose which Old Testament scriptures I was going to use. There were so many more than 12 in the Old Testament that provided prophecy, but I hope you found the selection that I chose has actually a diversity to it. So let's see if we can unpack that together a little bit. Jan, do you want to start with Psalm 16, 8 through 11?
Okay. Psalm 16, 8 to 11. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. 10 and 11
go ahead.
Pointed to the resurrection, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay.
Mm-hmm. Of course, that's seems like a pretty clear prophecy when we look at it in hindsight. Mm-hmm.
And then salvation, I see in 11, you make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with your joy and your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
Which also points to grace.
Yes, it does.
And the character of our God who wants to give those things to us. He is a good God who wants to give us good things, right?
Yes.
Which reminds me of Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. That reminds me of the character of God by showing me that he has good plans. His plans are good. He wants to give good things to his children. Okay. That's good.
Yes,
is there a covenant in there?
Let me see.
So you showed that it points to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Very clearly with the resurrection. You will not let your loved one see decay, right?
Yes. Yes.
And then you also showed how it points to our need for salvation. Mm-hmm. And we talked just now about how it shows us the character of God. So let's look at the other themes. There's a covenant in there, right? I'm promising that.
You make known to me the path of life.
And?
Fill me with joy in your presence.
Mm-hmm. That's it. He's promised. It's a promise, really. It's a promise, right?
At your right hand.
So that's a promise. That's a covenant of sorts.
It is. Yeah.
Again, he's able to keep his covenants because he is king and Lord. That's a kingship. Of course, it's a prophecy. It's filled with grace. So all those themes run through that one. That was a good one to pick. Okay, Shay, do you have Isaiah 7:14?
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
That's pretty straight up.
Pretty straight up.
Tell me.
It's the prophecy of Mary giving birth to Jesus, our Savior. So it certainly points to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And kingship and covenant.
Yes.
And
yep. All of it.
A lot of grace. I think we cover a lot of bases in that one verse.
I do too. I know. I try.
And prophecy, he gives you a sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. See, once you start getting into the rhythm of it, you see it's actually not that hard to see what God is doing.
Yeah.
In the Old Testament. And guess what? The more you do it, the more you're in the rhythm of identifying it, the easier it becomes to identify it in God's word in the Old Testament. And then the easier it becomes to identify it in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, I know what God's doing. I see what he's doing. And listen, you might not always like it.
Yeah.
You know, we have a friend right now who, I'm not going to mention any names, who I feel like she just cannot get a break. And she's constantly, I feel like for years, constantly barraged through no doing of her own. Illness, bad marriage, one thing after another, after another, after another. She has a chronic disease, and now we just found out she has cancer. And I'm just like, are you kidding me right now? Because her faith is so strong, and she is such a witness. And that's hard. That's going to be one of the hard ones where you're just like, what are you up to? But let me tell you, if I look at the themes that I've lifted out for you, first of all, her situation points me to Jesus Christ, right? That Jesus Christ understands our suffering, okay? Number two, her situation points me to my need for a Savior. She cannot save herself. She must lean on Jesus Christ for her salvation through all these circumstances and for her ultimate eternal salvation. Number three, this one's harder. What does it show me about the character of God? Well, this is hard because you see a person like that who's suffering, but it also shows that she's so rooted in her God, her Father, that his faithfulness must, it's like when Rahab saw, your God does amazing things. I think you can look at this woman and say, I see God in that. There's no way a human could stay positive and stay faithful if not for a faithful God. Okay, that one's harder. You have to go get it, because if you know God, if you know that you know that you know that he is good, then even in a bad situation, you can say, where are you showing me your goodness, God? Help me see it. And then guess what? I can even drill down into covenant. His promises for her are still true. Kingship. He will be Lord even in her life and when she passes away, hopefully 80 years from now. His grace, she shows in her life that his grace is new every day. His mercy is new every morning. She shows that. And he's using her life as a witness to those around her. He's using her. And do I wish that he would give her a break and go use someone else? Yes, I do. Sure. But I also can tell you that to me, she is a warrior. A warrior. Mm-hmm. And she inspires me. And so when I see what she's going through, I'm like, you know what, Holly? Get your butt into the word. Go do the things that God has called you to do, because she is pushing through by his grace. So can you in your much smaller problems, right? So she's inspiring. She's a witness. So she shows grace. She shows sacrifice. Her life hasn't gone the way she wanted it to, but mm-hmm. she still gives the glory to God.
Okay.
It's all, mm-hmm. you know, see, so because I've learned the practice of seeing God and identifying him the way you guys have become a little bit, even in the time that we've been sitting here together, you're quicker. You're like, oh, I see it. Mm-hmm. see it. That's going to be true in your life as well. If you keep doing what we're doing in the Old Testament, if you keep doing it in the Bible itself, the more you do that, the more easily, the more readily you'll be able to see what God is actually up to in your everyday life. And that's what we want, right? That's what we really want. We want the intimacy to know that he's involved. And then really, we kind of want to know what he's up to. What are you doing? Especially in situations like I just talked about with my friend. Mm-hmm. I'm like, God, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people could say it doesn't make sense. And I could stop at the end of that sentence and say, this doesn't make sense. Or mm-hmm. I could say, you are the God that I know. You have shown yourself to me my whole life. I'm going to press in. What do I know about you and how can I apply that to this situation? Right? And mm-hmm. I can't do that, guys, if I haven't been equipped to do that. I'm going to be stuck right there at the end of that sentence. This doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But God is, this Bible, how long has it been? This Bible is actually falling apart. So it's been on my shelf and in my possession for over 20 years. Oh gosh, mm-hmm. almost 30 years now. If I can't see how it does make sense, mm-hmm. that's on me. That's not on him.
Mm-hmm.
That's not on him. Mm-hmm. He gave me what I need to see the sense in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just up to me to go in there and press in. And I'm just trying to give you the tools that make, that show you it's not hard. It's not hard. Don't be intimidated. Don't give up. Go get it because you will need it. You will use it. It will be important. Sometime, today, tomorrow, next year,
right.
Go get it. You're going to need it.
Well, thank you for that because mm-hmm. I was the guy that was intimidated by the Old Testament.
Oh, I'm so glad that you came to this then.
So I will now enjoy it because it does speak to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me read one last prophecy verse. Ouch. Just totally bashed my elbow on the table. Okay. The one I have is Jeremiah 31:31. And I think it's a good one because it sums it all up. It says, the time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. I'm stopping there. You should read the whole chapter because it's awesome. But I just want to end with our reminder that the entire Old Testament and God's entire plan points us to Jesus Christ. Not all religions are the same. Not all religions point us to the same God. It would be remiss of me not to, if I haven't said it enough already, to say that the entire Bible, the entire story points us to Jesus Christ. And it's God imploring you to point yourself towards Jesus Christ. Of course, if you're not already in a relationship with Jesus Christ, or if this is all information that you think is interesting, but you don't quite understand what we're talking about, we have a lot of resources for you. We want to give you those resources. Every resource on our website is free. Freely we have been given, so freely we give. Email us. I'm telling you, when I say email me, I don't know. I mean it. I mean, mm-hmm. maybe I'm giving you our email address because I really love to hear from people who are doing these studies and who are wrestling with God's word and wrestling with their salvation and wrestling with their understanding of Jesus Christ. I honor that and God honors that. And so as you wrestle forward with it, you can certainly email us at info@studywithfriends.org. I personally will see that email among a few other people. You can hit us on social media. I have a lot of great team members who respond to all of our messages on social media. So we're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can message us on those social media platforms if you have questions, and that's your preferred method of communication. You can comment on any of these Bible studies. All the ways that we're just inviting you to engage with the Word and engage with us. And if there's anything you don't understand, if you're not sure about whether you are saved, I'm going to pray in just a few minutes and we're going to cover that as well. But I also just want you to know that this is not your standard podcast/radio show. We don't just want to throw it at you and not ever hear from you. We want to hear from you. It makes us so happy when we hear from you. That's our favorite part of this ministry. And we just pass that email around and we're like, look, someone emailed us. And if you're kind enough to give us your address, we'll also send you a little gift just for emailing us, not like even a donation. We just want to hear from you, although we will take the donation.
Yeah.
But we just want to hear from you and know that you're engaging and that somehow the work that we're doing is blessing you. So as you struggle through these things or if you have questions, please reach out to us in whatever your preferred method of communication is. But if you're intrigued by these things and if you are thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, for the first time today, I do feel like I'm being pointed to Jesus Christ, I'd like to pray with you. And I'd like you to, if you feel this is what you want to do, you just pray, God, I see you differently today. I understand you differently today. And I understand myself differently today. Understand that I do need a Savior. And I understand that you have provided that Savior to me, that salvation that I do see now I need through your Son, Jesus Christ. I understand now for the first time that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man or woman gets to the Father but through Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, in this moment, I just want you to come into my heart, be in my life, and start the process of teaching me about yourself. I want to learn more about you. I want to know you better, and I want to take advantage and receive the gift that you've given me, which is salvation through your Son. I thank you for that, God. And I am in awe of the fact that you provided it. And so I thank you and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And I will thank you, ladies, because I love you guys so much. Thank you for hanging out with me and for doing this study and for blessing me by saying that it even is inspiring you, because I think that you're pretty awesome. And if we've done any work today that brings you a better understanding or a better walk with the Lord, that is enough. Even if no one else ever listens, that's enough for me. So thank you for that. Hi, it's Holly. Thanks for being with us today on Study with Friends. This series is a little bit different than what we've done in the past. You won't find your classic homework assignment online at studywithfriends.org. But if you want to dig deeper, what I did was I created a 60 days in the Old Testament reading plan. So really what we did for this entire series, the five parts, covenant, kingship, grace, sacrifice, and prophecy, each have a section in that 60-day reading plan. If you look online, under the resources section, you'll find a 60-day reading plan, and it's the content that we used for this particular series. So you can do that on your own, or you can do it when you listen to these Bible studies that we've recorded. We thought it was something a little bit different that might be a blessing to you. See you next time on Study with Friends. Thanks for being with us today on Study with Friends. You can listen to this program again at studywithfriends.org. And there you can learn about the girlfriends around the table today. Each of us has a profile on the website. You can also make a donation if we've blessed you in any way. We certainly appreciate your donations and your prayers. Or if you'd like to email us, we would love that. info@studywithfriends.org. You can also follow us on your favorite social media channel. We're active on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. See you next time on Study with Friends.